Kansas Senator Jerry Moran has joined a group of bipartisan representatives to introduce legislation that would promote research on how grazing can support wildfire mitigation, fuel reduction, and post-fire recovery. The bill would support research and development of grazing land management techniques for wildfire mitigation and recovery by driving research at land-grant colleges and universities like K-State, the University of California System, the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and Oklahoma State University. In addition, the bill would promote the dissemination of information on these wildlife grazing land management techniques to public and private landowners, land managers, and livestock owners, including land management activities that protect against negative environmental impacts and improve soil health. Several states have implemented pilot programs in which animals like goats and cattle have grazed on prescribed areas of land containing highly flammable grasses and shrubs to mitigate fire risk. And these pilot efforts have successfully reduced vegetation that can fuel rapid fire growth. However, limited scientific research has been conducted on optimal grazing land management techniques that also protect against other environmental harms. The legislation, which is supported by the Kansas Livestock Association, aims to address the research gap. Senator Moran said using grazing as a way to reduce wildfires is both beneficial to our ranchers and important to eliminating the grasses that accelerate fires on the prairie. He said Kansans have faced devastating wildfires in recent years and understand the importance of proactively working to keep our land healthy and free of undergrowth that can make these fires worse. Fort Hays State University's Department of Applied Technology reached the 100% graduate job placement milestone, and Kim Stewart, the Fort Hays State University Applied Technology Department Chair, said he couldn't have been more pleased, as Applied Technology has hovered around the 98% placement rate for many years. He said to be able to say they achieved the 100% mark is really satisfying because their facility and company partners have worked hard at creating successful pathways to employment for all Applied Technology graduates. In January, Fort Hays State University Career Services sent Stewart its findings for summer 2023, fall 2023, and spring 2024. And based on data collected through the First Destination Survey, the report showed that 100% of students completing the survey indicated they had obtained a job or were seeking a higher education. Stewart attributes the high employment rate to the robust internship program offered by his department, where 9 of the 120 credits in the program of study are internship credits, equating to approximately 2 summers of internship experience. In the fall 2024, 68 companies met with more than 200 students, 120 from Fort Hays State University and more than 80 from Fort Hays State University's strategic affiliation partners, Fort Hays Tech NC and Fort Hays Tech NW, and the companies sought summer interns, summer employment opportunities, and full-time employees. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have approved funding to implement the SNF Clinic Quality Improvement Program in 43 nursing homes across Kansas. This initiative aims to enhance staff training, improve resident care, and elevate overall facility performance through an advanced electronic learning management system. SNF Clinic is a web-based platform that provides nursing home staff with easy access to essential education and care resources, and the program ensures residents receive high-quality, person-centered care by equipping healthcare professionals with the necessary knowledge and tools. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Civil Money Penalty Program Manager, Rebecca Hedrick, said the implementation of SNF Clinic in Kansas nursing homes represents a significant investment in the well-being of Kansas's elderly population. She said that by prioritizing education and quality improvement, they ensure that staff members are fully prepared to provide exceptional care to residents. Long-Term Care Consultants, LLC, the developer and owner of SNF Clinic, has collaborated with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and 20 states to provide this system to thousands of nursing homes through the CMP grant program. This federal initiative reinvests penalties assessed during nursing homes into programs that directly benefit residents, reinforcing a commitment to improving long-term care standards. The Kansas SNF Clinic project is scheduled for 3 years, with regular progress and performance reports published on the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services website, www.kdads.ks.gov.